Democrats and Republicans behave differently in response to COVID-19. America is all about speed, hot, nasty, bad at speed, runs a line from a 2006 film, Talladega Nights, supposedly quoting Eleanor Roosevelt. Restricting America's freedom of movement was always going to be hard. GPS data show how hard. They also suggest a warring partisanship. The evidence comes from a company called Unacast, funded by two Norwegians in New York in 2014. It aggregates location data from mobile phone to track and analyze people's movements on behalf of retailers and property companies. Such data become available when users download, say, restaurant finding apps. This makes it possible to measure the total distance logged on mobile phones by county, state, and nation. The most interesting data are those from state and county levels. In Nevada, people halved the total distance they traveled between February 28th and March 27th. In Wyoming, they traveled around more. The average national reduction was 30%. The biggest declines in distance were in the Northeast and Pacific Coast. In the South, Midwest, and Plains states, declines have been modest. There are several reasons. Midwestern and Plains states have relatively few cases of COVID-19. This may make people take the crisis less seriously. They're also sparsely populated. When your nearest neighbor is a mile away, you may think you are self-isolating already. But Unacast data suggests that politics is also playing a role. All the states where people have cut travel by more than 44% are Democratic. That is, they voted for Hillary Clinton. Of the 25 states where people have cut back by 29% or less, all but three voted Republicans. The pattern is repeated at county level. In Florida, people in Democratic counties on the Atlantic coast, such as Miami-Dade and St. John's, have restricted their movement more than those in Republican counties on the Gulf Coast and in the Panhandle. Democrats seem to be taking the crisis more seriously than Republicans. In a poll by the Pew Research Center, 59% of Democrats said COVID-19 is a major threat to the health of Americans. Only 33% of Republicans said that.